911, what's your emergency?
Hello, I'm hurt.
Okay, where are you hurting? Do you have any damage?
My heart is hurting, and I need someone. I need someone here really quick.
Okay, I want to help. We have alerted EMT paramedics, and we are en route. Do you know what caused your heart pain?
I don't know. Life is just so overwhelming, and it's spiraling out of control for me.
Yes, life moments can be overwhelming. Stay calm. Help is on the way.
Thank you. My heart is hurting worse. I just don't know what to do anymore. Life is happening too fast for me.
Stay with me. The paramedics will be there soon. Life does come at you fast, but we're here to help.
Okay. Okay. I think that's them. I think they just arrived. I hear them at the door.
Go ahead and open the door for them.
Okay, calm down. 911 operator, we'll take it from here.
10-4.
Ma'am, we're going to take care of you. So we're going to go ahead and put you in the ambulance and take you to the ER so we can see what's going on.
Prep the patient for emergency life surgery.
Doc, I think she's crashing.
Get her to the surgery room, stat. Miss DP, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is hurting your heart so?
Life, Doc. It's life.
We are prepping you for your life surgery.
I'm scared. I'm so scared, Doc. I have tried so many other life surgeries.
I understand, Miss DP. This approach is very different. So I want you to start the count to 100, and I will see you soon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Today's episode is a continuation of our mini-series where we are diving deeper into how to tackle life moments to keep joy in your life. I titled today's episode, Medicine for Your Soul. Have you had those life moments that may have been good, bad, or ugly? And as you approached each moment, you might have thought to yourself, my, how am I going to get through this? We've all had those moments. And each moment you might have tried to figure out how to deal with the issue, but you just didn't see a way out. No worries. It's all in the approach. It's all in how you deal with that moment in order to get a positive result and to continue to live with a positive attitude. So yes, Dr. Joy has come up with her regimen of medicine for your soul, and that is to laugh, to cry, and breathe through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Prescription number one, laugh. Laughter is contagious. Laughter is a stress reliever. And I personally would like to have laughter prescribed with an unlimited amount of times that my prescription can be filled. Then when I open the bottle of laughter, I can laugh so much that anyone around me will catch what I have and begin to laugh too. Laughing is great for the short term and also for the long term. It lightens your load and induces physical changes in your body. You feel a personal satisfaction. Anyone who knows me, I love to laugh. My husband and my sons are jokesters, and they keep our house full of laughter. I can truly say that is one of the reasons I fell in love with my husband. I can't stay mad or sad around him because he will make a silly face, do a silly gesture, or just tell a silly joke to lighten the mood. Sometimes all you can do is laugh when that life moment hits you. Laughter is a natural painkiller. So the next time you are having a life moment, whether it's the good, the bad, or the ugly, start laughing out loud. I won't judge you, and hopefully no one else will either. Hopefully they will join in. Prescription number two, cry. Did you know that according to Harvard Health blog published March 1st, 2021, this blog stated that American women cry 3.5 times a month. I can believe it. And American men cry 1.9 times a month. I can believe that too. Did you know that crying is not always because you're sad or depressed? Crying actually has health benefits. The number one thing that I feel crying helps with is stress. When you are stressed or you are feeling some type of emotional pain, crying helps to release oxytocin and endorphins into the body, which in turn eases physical and emotional pain. So raise your hand in the air if you have cried and after you did it, you felt better. I'm raising my hand high up in the sky. I'm waving it like I just don't care because that is one thing that brings a stress reliever for me if I cry. Some people feel embarrassed if they cry. They keep crying a secret, and some people encourage others not to cry because they claim it is a sign of weakness. But I'm here to tell you that this is not a sign of weakness. Crying is not a sign of weakness. I'm not saying shout it out to the world that you are going to cry, but I am saying that if you have the need to cry, then do it. It's a natural prescription for you to deal with those life moments. Remember that I did say that if you are crying, it's not because you're always sad or you're experiencing something that is going to make you feel some type of emotional pain. Remember that you can cry because something good is happening. You're happy about something. So just in case, this is a good thing for you. Just in case you're out in the public and you are crying, and maybe it is something emotional that you're crying about. If somebody come and ask you, are you okay? You just turn around and tell them, hey, these are tears of joy. Because guess what? Whether you're crying for the emotional pain or crying for, because it is tears of joy, it still will give you the same result, which is a stress reliever. Prescription number three, breathe. Yes, that's right. Inhale, two, three, four. And now exhale, two, three, four. How did that make you feel? Oh, you didn't know we were taking any deep breaths? Okay, let's do it together. Inhale, two, three, four. Now exhale. Two, three, four. I can feel the weight off of my shoulders. Can you? Deep breathing at times that you need it is definitely a way to tackle life moments. This method is used regularly by many. Most people know how to take deep breaths and feel better. Even children and teenagers know that when they feel that they are trying to deal with something difficult, the number one thing to do is to breathe or inhale and then exhale. Breathing relaxes you and lowers cortisol in your body. Breathing lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure. Breathing deeply helps you tolerate and deal with life moments that come and go in your life. Breathing is medicine for your soul.
Miss DP, we're all done. How do you feel?
Well, doctor, my heart is calming down.
Great, Miss DP. I'm going to have you stay with us for a couple of days to put into practice the three methods to help you during life moments. Do you remember what they are?
Yes, doctor. They are laugh, cry, breathe. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. The life nurses will practice with you until you are discharged. I will also give you your three prescriptions of laugh, cry, and breathe. You will have an unlimited supply. Whenever you are discouraged, just remember to take out the prescriptions and let the three help you deal with it. We all know that sometimes those moments can be good, bad, and ugly.
So true. I hope you have enjoyed this deeper dive into tackling life moments that will bring joy to your life. However, if you are experiencing more than normal crying or anxiety, I ask that you seek out medical attention to help you deal with your issues in another way with medical personnel. Until next time, BGTY Nation, be good to yourself and let no one take your joy away. It's been another great conversation with my BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss a great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me using my website at bringingjoytolife.com. Check out past episodes and share this episode with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. See you soon.